This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners.
Skies.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. It's a few days before Valentine's Day, so if you haven't ordered something or bought something for your significant other, you might want to get out there and get that done. It's coming around the corner. You know, maybe grab some local, your local garden center or florist, some nice roses or different types of plants, you know, different house plants that you might be able to do. You know, you can try something different. You know, something that's going to last a little bit longer than, you know, a week or two when it comes to flowers. Maybe there's something else out there. I know, you know, one of the houseplants out there that is shape of a heart is called pothos. The leaf is like a shape of a heart, so it's kind of, you know, it's like a little heart. So maybe, you know, something along those lines, bringing that home and, you know, coming up with some cheesy line to say, you know, my heart is your heart forever, something. You know, something real out of an 80s movie. You know, maybe doing something like that or the flowers. But it's definitely, we're a few days away from celebrating Valentine's Day with those that you love. So definitely get ahead and start getting that done now, because as you get closer, the less of a choice that you have. So take a look. See what else is out there. See what's out there. You know, maybe it's something different than it's just roses. You know, like I said, maybe it's a houseplant. Maybe it's something else. You know, I know special holidays like this. I know my wife loves the flowers to be coming home, so definitely grabbing those. But, you know, it's really up to you guys. Show something that reminds you the other of your love, etc. So, in the meantime, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we were talking about the lawn prior to the 7 o'clock break. And I just want to continue with that because, you know, that's the one of the first things people see when they pull up to your house or, you know, driving by. They'll see your yard. And I know a lot of people take a lot of time and patience on this, and that, you know, the effort is really there. And I reiterate the fact that, you know, taking care of the soil is what's really going to help you. So, you know, taking a look at the pH. I know in New England, a lot of the pHs, if you haven't really done anything, are going to be in the fives, like a 5.6. Now, you know, some of you might be saying, okay, what does that even mean? Well, so what you're looking for in your soil at this point in time is to have a pH about a 6.5 to 6.8, maybe close to 7. I like to keep it in the 6.5, 6.8 range. That's going to be the ideal conditions for the any other fertilizer that you put in the soil to act and to be produced the right way. Now, a lot of times, like I said, you're going to have in the mid-fives, maybe low-fives in New England. Your soil is maybe a little bit more acidic than most. That's why we have so many different hydrangeas out there in the Blues. But the acidic soil is one of those things that will really affect your lawn. You're not going to have the best quality. You're going to have patchy lawn. You're going to have sporadic growth. You're going to maybe have more weeds in the lawn because of it. So taking a look at your pH is very important. Now, like I said before, you can remedy that. You can take care of it in one season and then really just maintain it from there. There's a fast-acting lime that you can actually put at double the rate that you would normally put three times in one season and bring your pH up 1 point. So it's pretty good to use. I love using those products and talking about those products just because of the fact of you can actually see results within the year. You know, it doesn't take a number of years like some of those products out there of having that consistency in the lawn with, you know, having that step program of fertilizer will take a number of years to really set for you. But taking care of the soil underneath is so important that you're going to use less fertilizers later. You're not going to have to go as heavy. You're not going to do it as much. So this, you know, taking care of that is really a big thing to do, and I can't stress enough about it. Hence why I talk about it so much. I see so much gratification at the end of this that it works. That I love seeing that. I'm the type who wants that instant gratification. If I were to go to a garden center, I wouldn't want to buy a 1 gallon. I'd rather buy like a 10 gallon shrub, something that's bigger, so it's already filling in there. But you know, that's the same thing with the lawn, and that's why I talk about it a little bit, so that you can understand how important it is to get that gratification by the end of the season. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I've said a few times here, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And like I said, my brother Jason will be on at 8:30, so a little over an hour. And we'll get some more information about cut flowers and what to do with those, etc. So, you know, the one thing I stress is going to your local florist and buying some flowers from them. You know, instead of going, you know, to one of those commercials you hear on the radio or the TV about shipping anywhere, you know, free shipping overnight with the flowers. You know, just realize they're shipped in just a box, and they could go into areas where it's below freezing, etc. So, you know, the freshest you can get is going to your local garden center, shop local, that type of thing. I think it's very important to be doing that. So take a look at that, because Valentine's Day is just a couple days away. It's Thursday of this coming week. But in the meantime, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, some of the the garden centers might have some small little roses in like a 4-inch pot. Those might be a nice little gift to be given out, but just remember, those aren't the best to be using in the garden or in the landscape. Those aren't your landscape type roses. A lot of the landscape roses at this point are dormant. They have no leaves, no nothing, so it doesn't, you know, look like much. So just, you know, remember that when it comes to it. So, you know, they might be pretty at this point, but it might be something that you're going to have to get a different rose. Maybe it's, you know, purchasing a rose ahead of time, saying to the one you love, you know, I bought this special rose, ordered it through the garden center already, because I know it's beautiful colors, beautiful everything, and it would be great to have in the garden. So, you know, maybe it's an idea like that. Who knows? Anything from the heart is really how Valentine's Day goes. But our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. and we'll help you out the best we can. And, you know, a couple different things out there that you could be taking a look at this time is, you know, what can you do to get ready? You know, we talk about all the time in the fall, getting ready for winter, you know, getting your ice melts, getting everything cleaned. Maybe, you know, take a look at a local hardware store or a small engine repair. Get your lawnmower over there now so that when it comes time, when everything breaks, you can actually mow the lawn. You know, maybe getting that out there, getting some of your, you know, anything that you hadn't gotten sharpened or ready, get those ready this time of year. So, you know, definitely try to think about that. Think about what you can do to be ready so when it's go time, it's go time. Because sometimes when the weather hits, it just goes. So it's just a thought. Some things you can be doing. So, you know, take a look at that. In the meantime, give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, give us a call about anything garden related. Meantime, you can give us, you know, a shout out from the website. Go to paulparent.com. Go to contact us, which is all the way at the bottom. And, send us an email. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. Working on everything we can as quickly as possible. Just takes a little bit of time. But, you know, go there. You can also sign up for the newsletter. That's right above our contact us. We'll do everything we can get back to you. But, you know, we're going to go to a break now. But give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do what we can to help you out. But we'll be right back. We'll talk to you in a minute.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. Now, a couple weeks ago, I started talking a little bit about how to help make your houseplants thrive. And I want to reiterate some of it, because it's different times of the show that I'll be talking about, so you might not have heard it. But increasing the humidity around your houseplants is definitely something that will help. Most of your houseplants, a lot of them will like the humidity. Some don't, so you'll have to take a look at that and see, you know, which ones like more humidity, etc. But I just wanted to go over a couple ways to increase humidity. The first and the easiest, I think, is to group your plants together. So keep them in larger groups, creating like a little microclimate. The plants will feed off of each other's humidity and create the humidity levels. You're not looking to add like succulents or cactus to this. They want lower humidity levels. We're talking more like your ferns, your palms, you know, that type of houseplant. So that's one way, getting them together. The next one is to put plants in trays with pebbles. So, you know, that's definitely something good to have. You're going to fill the tray halfway with water, halfway up the pebbles. So you're going to use about an inch of pebbles. And then you would put the water about halfway and put it underneath that. You don't want the pot to sit in water because it might rot the roots. So that's a nice way to do it. We can go a little bit more into that a little bit later. But we do have a phone call. So Nathan, who's up next?
Dana in Maine.
Dana, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Bundle Flea Market, right near you guys.
Yep, right by where my parents have the house in Kennebunk there.
Yeah. So my question is, it's garden related.
Yep.
How do you remove pine pitch from lawn furniture?
Well, so they have some good products out there. You're looking, you know, the easiest way is to move them away from the pines, but that's not going to be, that's not something you're going to want to do right away. But, you know, it's not that easy. Sometimes it's going to take a little bit of a scrubbing, maybe the power washing. They have products out there for, like, mold and mildew that might work on it. Like, there was, like, a wet-and-forget product that has, like, a soapy substance that'll help get rid of, like, different molds and mildews off of it. Using, like, that heavy nozzle on it, that might work for you. The wet-and-forget might work.
Too dangerous.
What's that?
Is kerosene a little too dangerous?
Depending upon what you're using it on, I think it might be. You know, some of the plastic lawn furniture might come off a little bit easier with just a little elbow grease. I know with some of the older wooden types, kerosene might be the way to do it, because I know that's, you know, it's basically like a close to paint thinner to be doing it. So I think that might work. You know, but, you know, one of the products, like I said, is Wet and Forget. They have some, they even have like a house wash that does the same type of thing. So I think that might work for you.
Okay.
You can probably get that at a local hardware store or garden center, but you can go to their website and see where it is located around you. That would be one that I would think of. I can think of...
Give me the name one more time, please.
It's called Wet and Forget.
Thank you very much.
All right, that might be one. And if you're listening, let me take a look into my notes and see if I have any other products you might be able to use during the break. I'm about to go to a break, but I can see what else
thanks
I can find. Okay. So, Dana, thank you for the phone call, and good luck at the flea market there in Arundel.
Good day to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Right before we were talking with Dana, I was talking about the humidity of different plants. One other thing you can be doing is misting your plants and creating that humidity in there. That will help bring that humidity up there within the plants, especially if you have them grouped. So just to finish out, you know, how to really make your houseplants thrive, and a lot of times it's the humidity. So give it a try. Give us a call at 855-660-4261.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Starting earlier than ever, it seems, the Democratic race for the presidential nomination in 2020 is underway. And yesterday in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren formally announced her bid for the White House and told the crowd,
"I'm not taking a dime of PAC money in this campaign."
And Warren's Democratic Senate colleague from New Jersey, Cory Booker, addressed audiences yesterday in the early caucus state of Iowa.
People working now full-time jobs and not being able to raise their families. But undergirding all of this is an American spirit that we must call to again. It's the spirit of not just my personal story, but our story.
Thousands of teachers in Denver are planning to go on strike tomorrow after negotiations broke off last evening. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Right before the break, Dana had called, and he was looking to get some pine sap off of some furniture. And after looking in some of my notes, I realized the best thing to do is use anything that has an acetone in it, which basically would be like a nail polish remover. That helps on it, depending upon the surface you're looking at. So what I suggest doing is, you know, if you're going to take some of that nail polish remover, get in like an area where you're not going to see, and kind of try to use it on there, maybe underneath the seat, just to see if it discolors anything. Don't want it to, you know, take color off it at the same time if it's colored, you know, depending upon how it's painted on there. If it's just plain wood, it might work this way. But the acetone will help there. If you're getting like chunks of the pine sap, you could cut some of them off. I've seen even where if it's hard and if it's hard on top of there, and you know you can't get it off, and you're thinking, you know what, yeah, I might do the knife, but it might do some damage. You can actually take a hair dryer to warm up that sap so it's loose to get you to allow it to clean up a little bit more. So that might be something to take a look at. It some of the oily type things, like I've even heard somebody using like WD-40 on it, or vegetable oil, just to kind of loosen it up and mix in with that. You never know, that could be something to do. But, you know, I know in my house I have plenty of nail polish remover. My oldest daughter, Katie, loves getting her nails done. She has to hold her hands like they're drying for about a full day afterwards, so it's pretty fun to watch that way. But we definitely have it because she wants to go all different colors every week. So, you know, that's something that you might have in the house. You might not have to go out and buy. There are products out there. There's like a Goo Gone that might work, but I don't think it has any of the acetone in it. So it might not be the best for the pine sap. It might be good for other products, other stains on there. You know, you don't want to go with the, you know, you want to take a look at it and see what the percentages of it. You don't want to go too heavy, but that might be something to take a look at going forward. So hopefully, Danny, you're listening, and that that helps you out a bit. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out and learn something from, you know, today. Like I said before, 8:30, my brother Jason will be on. I'm going to talk a little bit about some Valentine's Day, some roses, etc., and see what else is out there that, you know, this time of year, sometimes roses get a little expensive, and you want to just... you want to be able to get something else other than just roses, so we can have some ideas with that. So definitely stay tuned for 8:30 when I'll have my brother Jason on here to help out. Now, you know, if you're if you don't have the greatest soil, we've talked about soil a lot today. If you don't have the greatest soil and you want to get some sort of garden in the yard, and you're like, you know what? I don't have all that time in the world. I want to have a vegetable garden this year. I don't want, you know, very acidic, and that's not going to help me, etc. You say, what can I do? Well, one of the things you can actually do is you can get out there and do a vertical garden. Not a vertical garden. You can do a vertical garden, yes, but you can do a raised garden bed. Raised garden beds will definitely help you, because you can bring in soil for that. You can actually get some soil from the garden center that's usually a neutral pH, so usually around 6.2, 3, 4, something along those lines, and you'll already have a better soil than what you have in your backyard. So that's why in New England, the raised garden beds, and all over the country, raised garden beds have really become popular, because you can change the soil quicker and easier. It's not something where if you have an acidic soil that, you know, it takes a couple of years based on what you've been doing to get the garden right to what you want and have the best quality products. You can add some additives a little bit easier because the soil is not going to be as compacted over time, especially if you're starting out with it. So it's just, you know, a couple things to be taking a look at with that. You know, do you use something that's prefab, something that you buy at the store? Do you get, you know, different types of like railroad timbers? You get regular timbers. What do you get to help you out and make that happen? So, you know, that's something to be thinking about this year, thinking about what you can do to make your garden a little bit different. You know, if you've had issues in the past where you don't get the best yield for different plants, you know, take a look at it and say, all right, maybe I should do a raised garden bed. Maybe I should do containers. Maybe I should do this. You know, it's a couple different things that you can be definitely taking a look at. Now, they've come with a lot of advancements in raised garden beds where you can make different designs and shapes, etc. They even come with little fences on the sides to keep out different, you know, critters, etc. But they, you know, they have their advantages. A lot of the times they'll drain better, so the water will go through easier. They're a little bit higher up. Some of them, you know, you can actually have legs on the bottom of them to bring them up, so you're not bending over so much to be going into that garden. You know, like I said about the soil, you can put the soil in there that you want and mix it together the way you want to do it. Again, it doesn't get compact as much. And there's... you know, after you've put it together, there's less maintenance than your regular garden bed, because you're dealing with just that square or rectangle or circle or whatever of soil. You're not basing it on a giant garden that's going to feed off of others. You're putting it in there to do that. So just an idea to be taking a look at, something different in the backyard if you haven't had success with your soil. You know, you can do anything in those. You can use vegetables, perennials, shrubs, trees, etc. You know, it's makes things a little bit easier for you. Just the height of it sometimes, just bending over. I know, you know, as I always say to a few of my friends, and, you know, ground gets further and further away every day. And it's easier to not have to bend over to do that. Again, it's the same thing. You could be doing some containers. You know, if you don't have the a lot of space in your garden or in your yard, maybe you're in a condo and you don't have a lot of space to be putting, you know, different plants out, containers might be the way to go. And you could do the same thing. And that's, you know, it helps with the soil because you can put new soil every year. It's a smaller area, so you're not going to have as much to water. You're going to be able to look at it and say, all right, I only have to deal with like 4 square feet versus 100 square foot garden. So it's, you know, there's other options out there. If you're sitting there going, you know, I don't have the time to put a garden, go to the garden center, buy a couple, you know, 12-inch pots, maybe, you know, even the plastic pots. Some of the vegetables in the spring will come out in bigger pots. You know, they call them your patio tomatoes because they already come in like a 12-inch pot with a trellis, etc. You can do that with a bunch of different vegetables. You can do it with flowers, annuals, etc. To be, you know, looking at that and saying, all right, I don't have the space, but I still want to have fresh vegetables. I still want to have that feel going forward. And container gardening is a great way to do that as well. So, you know, the containers you can move around. So say it's not working right and you realize, oh, maybe it didn't have enough sun. You can move it into a sunnier area. So the container gardens have that, they have that advantage to them because it's easier to move. You don't have to just leave them in one spot. You know, they have a product out there that comes on wheels already that you can move things around easier that way. Or you could buy, they have plant risers that have wheels on the bottom of them. So you can move into different areas of the patio, the porch, the house, etc. So that might be something to do. So you can say, all right, I'm going to make this side, this area, this side shady, this side sunny, etc. And move around things if something's not working right versus having the pot on the ground or in the soil already. In the soil already, you might be shocking it, etc. So, you know, take a look at that. So there's plenty of options to be doing a garden in the backyard. You don't just have to have it, you know, in the ground. You can have it in containers. You can have it in a raised bed. They make some fabric pots. I believe they're called like smart pots. So they fold up at the end of the season and you can put them away. That way, you know, everything's contained in one area. Get rid of the soil at the end of the season. Start fresh the next year. They have some so you can even make potatoes, grow potatoes in them, where they have a like a side, like window, if you will, that you can open up. It's kind of like the old style pajamas where they open up on the bottom. You know, a window you can open up to see the potatoes and see what's going on underneath there. You know, that's always, when you're growing potatoes, you're always wondering, all right, are they really growing underneath there? And then you want to kind of dig in there and see what's going on, but you don't want to affect anything. This would be the way. They have certain styles of these grow bags that you can open up the side, and it'll actually allow you to put some more soil in. You'll know where the levels are, and you might be able to get more potatoes that way. So look into that. But there's plenty of different ways to be growing. It just doesn't have to be in the ground. So, you know, just some thoughts. You can be doing herbs in these containers. That way you can bring them in during the fall and winter when it gets colder. That way you don't just have herbs during the season, you know, during the spring and summer. You can have herbs all year round. So that's one way to take a look at it. You know, think about some things that you want to have, you know, season after season in the containers. And, you know, right now we have mostly houseplants inside. Maybe some of those houseplants would make a nice addition to your patio. So instead of going, you know, out to see something beautiful, you have it in your backyard. You can have that nice setting in the backyard. You know, you get the table and chairs out there and you can just relax in the backyard because you feel like you're somewhere tropical or you have different things. You know, a lot of garden centers will have bigger house plants. You know, you can have them in corners of the house, but you can bring them out during the spring and summer season to get that good feel outside as well. It's always good for the plants too. You know, they're house plants here, but where they're native to, they're outdoors, and growing. So, you know, take a look at some different things you can do with containers and raised beds. That way you're not just, you know, stuck to one garden location. You can just go everywhere in the house. You can go everywhere in the patio. It's just a nice way to do things versus just having it in the ground and having it there, you know, permanently. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. But, you know, on the other side of the break, maybe we'll talk about some houseplants. We can talk about anything you guys are looking for. You know, maybe some garden-related, getting ready for spring with some vegetables, bringing those inside, getting them started. Who knows? Options are endless. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I got two questions. I want to know, when can I start planting snapdragons from seed?
From seed, and you want to start them inside?
Yeah, or? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the snapdragons take at least, I want to say at least 60 days to to mature. To get you the flowers.
Right. Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to think of how long. You probably start, I want to say almost next month, but it would depend on the type you're using.
Uh-huh.
It would look at how long it's going to take. The different ones will take different amount of time.
Right.
Some of them you could actually start inside maybe like almost 3 months before. So you could actually start right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of time, I know in my area, New England, our last frost is about May 20th. It kind of goes, you guys, depending upon where you are in Pennsylvania, you might be a little bit earlier. You might be around the same time for your last frost.
Yeah, sometimes it's Mother's Day and sometimes it's after.
Yeah.
On the weather.
Yeah, no, and I've seen some after May 20th. Yeah. They usually say May 20th is like the last frost,
uh-huh.
but when Mother Nature wants to to change the temperature. She's going to do what she can. So, but you could actually start some of these like 3 months ahead of time. So we're almost looking like you could start today if you wanted to.
Tomorrow maybe.
Yeah, you could start, you know, any time now to be doing some of the snapdragons.
Okay.
Depending upon the variety. Now, the easiest way to do that when you have the seed packet, take a look and see on there. It'll always should say days to maturity. How to start it. Is it indoor or is it outdoor? But again, you know, a lot of snapdragons just, are going to take about 3 months inside of being ready to really give you something before you get them out there to flower for you. So, you know, you could start anytime soon, but just realize the 3 months basically inside can change when it flowers. So if you're not looking for it to flower, you know, right away, early in the spring, you know, maybe wait a little bit of time. Wait to the end of the month, you know, maybe March 1st, and then 12 weeks after that, you know, it's all of March, all of April, all of May.
Yeah.
Maybe it's into June that they're starting to, you can put them outside and get some of those flowers for it. So, you know, just remember when it comes to some of these plants, certain ones need more time inside, certain ones need more time outside, and snapdragons need a little bit of time in the beginning.
Okay. And I got another question. I got two different packs of corn. And on the corn, it was treated with one was Capitaine, and the other one is Maximum Apron, XLS. I don't know. Is that safe to plant?
Yeah, it is. I think what they've done with that is they've put on a like inoculant to help them grow a little bit. I'd have to get the. I'd have to actually like Google what the. They have so many different brand names of things that they use to see exactly what's in it. I can take a look at that. What did you say was in them?
One was Captain. And the other one is Maximum Apron XLLS.
Okay,
let me on the bottom of the pack.
Let me take a look and see, because they'll come up with different brand names for it. It might mean something different of what it is. There's if you ever. I go onto these websites, but if you ever take a look at a website of chemicals and fertilizers, there's lists a mile long of each one, so I can't remember each different one. So let me look these up, and I can get you some more information. We're going to go to a break right now. We're going to come back at the 8 o'clock hour. If you want to hang on, great. If not, you can listen, and I'll give you some information about that, all right?
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay.
All right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.